A while back, I was speaking to a friend of mine who was telling me every single thing that she wanted in a husband. After going through the physical dimensions of height and weight and every other thing, she said, "I want him to be saved and have a relationship with God. I want him to be empowered by the Holy Spirit to do great works and to be infilled with the Spirit. And above all else, Emmanuel, I want him not just to be a hearer of the word, but a doer of the word." When she said this, she gestured with her hands the Bible. Perceiving that she had something else in mind, I asked her this simple question. I said, "Since in essence, the Bible is our modern day book of the law, do you mean you want him to be a hearer and doer of the word? Or do you want him to be a hearer and doer of the law?" To this she replied, "Both." Then I had to explain to her, it's impossible to be both a hearer and doer of the law and a hearer and doer of the word. You're either doing one or you're doing the other. I had to explain to her what Jesus meant when he said, "I did not come to do away with the law, but to fulfill it." See, the law is bad on its own. But when Jesus speaks the law to us, then it's good. The law on its own brings death and condemnation, and it brings a curse. But when Jesus or the Holy Spirit speaks the law to us, he speaks that portion of the law or that portion of the Bible that brings life. An example of this is actually in the Bible itself, in the temptation of Jesus Christ, which can be found in Matthew chapter 4. In it, the devil spoke what was in the book of the law to Jesus. But what the devil was speaking to Jesus could only bring death and destruction because it did not come from God. Jesus, on the other hand, spoke what the Holy Spirit was telling him at that point in time and did not acquiesce or do what the devil was asking him to do. Similarly, we have a choice to make. When we read the Bible, we can sometimes see contradictory parts of the Bible. And on one hand, if you read Proverbs 13, you'll see the part where it says that we should discipline our children. We should teach our children the way they should go. On the other hand, if you move over to the New Testament, you read the part that says, "Parents, do not exasperate your children." So, assuming your child does something wrong, which one do you go by? How do you know that if you discipline your child that you're not exasperating them at that point in time and creating a wound that would be difficult for them to get over in the future? Or how do you know that if you take away that discipline, that you're also creating something that will cause them hurt in the future because you haven't disciplined them? Rather than choose ourselves and thus engage in law-keeping, we should have the Holy Spirit tell us what he wants us to do. We should listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit at that point in time, because when the Holy Spirit speaks what's in the book of the law, it will speak that which is perfect in the law for that particular situation, and that brings life. That is why the word is the law perfected in Jesus Christ. The spoken word of the law is the word. When I say the spoken word of the spoken word of the law by the Holy Spirit is the word. When we speak the law of our own accord, either because of our past hurts, our past emotions, our fears and insecurities, or our past experiences. All we're speaking is the law because it's not from God. And it never brings life. So I'll ask you this question. Are you a hearer and doer of the law, or are you a hearer and doer of the word? Your answer could very well change your life and how much victory you have for your life.